Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Get up, show. All right, hey, we're doing it. Hey, what's going on? It's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean. Charlie's over there.
Hello.
Maddie's over there.
Yeah.
My first one for a couple weeks, man.
I
feel like I hadn't done this in a long, long time.
It is 226.
Oh, we were finding out what number podcast it is.
I can't ever keep track.
It's number 226, and they said it couldn't happen. They thought 225 was going
to
be it.
No, they said it shouldn't happen.
Oh, that's it. Click a like and subscribe and stuff if you want to. And if you ever want to be part of the podcast, we'd love it. Call 336-373-0987. So I was on vacation at the little house over on the Eastern Shore. On the way there, my daughter gets a call from her cousin saying, oh, yeah, there's water running all out of the refrigerator because it died.
Oh, no.
Oh, neat.
So we're living out of coolers up there for the whole long weekend time. Living out of coolers. Trying to get a refrigerator on the Eastern Shore of Virginia is like, I don't know, I'm spinning hay into gold is more likely than
Are you serious?
Fridge. Oh, it was nuts.
There's not like a Best Buy or
There's not. I mean, there's one an hour away or something, an hour and a half away or something. But then when we went to the Lowe's, which was a third attempt, they don't deliver that far. Except for every once in a while,
what they said. They have to have like a bulk, a whole bunch of people have to order and then they'll bring some in.
That's it.
I like that. We don't usually, sometimes we do, but not this time, but we might.
That's it. And on the phone, they had said, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll have it there tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it got all the way up there. And then the local furniture store has these really cool, like $700 refrigerators for $1,200. And then you got to pay them to deliver it.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, do they take the old one away? No, we don't take things out. I said, well, they roll it to the curb? No. Okay. We're out. So then I still don't have a fridge up there. Still trying to figure it out.
They couldn't make it more difficult for you to get a refrigerator in there. Does everyone else have a refrigerator? Is this
What is that thing? What's that box in y'all's kitchen?
We don't use those here.
What's that cold thing in your kitchen? So then I get home from the trip and just happen to check my piece of junk refrigerator in the garage. And guess what?
It went out too.
That guy too.
It was off. The breaker on the outlet had kicked off.
Oh.
But I turned it back on. I have a bottle of water, which is my tell. It's like a safety bottle of water. Mm-hmm. I put it in the top. And if I see that there's ice in there, everything's cool. If I see that there's water in there, something bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Something not good. So I plugged it in, you know, flipped the switch, came back on, still got water in the bottle the next day. So I don't know what's going on, man. I can't have a refrigerator.
Well, the good news is, at least around here, you should be able to get a refrigerator, no problem. Although that is your backup.
He's got to get it to the Eastern Shore and get the old one removed.
Yeah, well, and this one at my house here, too, in the garage.
Yeah.
Which has always been a mystery. Sometimes the fridge works, sometimes the freezer works. Sometimes they both work at the same time, but not much.
Ooh, I like that. That's a fun game.
No, it's not.
That's why I've stopped keeping good stuff in it.
That's what I was going to say. That's the drink refrigerator. That's the only thing you can keep in there.
Well, worst comes to worst, my beer got warm, you know, like versus... Yeah. I think this meat might have thawed and sat for a while and then refroze.
So it's more of like a storage unit at this point than an actual working refrigerator. It's crazy, man. What'd y'all do Memorial Day? Was it great?
Yeah. We were down at the lake and just pretty much hanging out. Went to a pool, ate some foods.
Well, that
is kind of stuff.
You couldn't have been more general with that. How about you?
We are in the process of nonstop projecting, preparing our house for my daughter's graduation party a week from Friday.
Oh, Charlie, what are you going to wear? I've got
Saturday.
An outfit picked out for the graduation party.
Oh, it's a really cute dress.
No, thank you.
What do you mean?
We like your daughter.
She's great.
I understand. She's great. It's going to be, it's very interesting because it's going to be our first blended family party in that my parents, my ex's parents, and then my ex and her husband and me and my wife. We're all partying together.
I think you need us there at this point.
Yeah, you might need a buffer.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Sounds like you might need some...
At my house with my dogs. Oh, it's going to be a hot mess.
Might need some distractions.
Uh-huh.
No, that's what alcohol is for.
Oh, don't do it.
Well, we drink alcohol.
Which, also, I'm going to be doing two butts.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got two butts in my freezer. I'm doing...
He likes big butts.
You cannot lie.
Two ways.
Look at you being all fancy.
I'm going to smoke a butt and I'm cook another one in the oven.
I went to a kid's graduation party for about 1 minute on my way out of town the other day.
By accident or just...
I'm not his uncle, but I'm his uncle. You know, he calls me his uncle, that kind of thing. So I had to stop and give him his envelope and I gave him the best advice. You remember my Daniel Tosh advice, right?
Do better, try harder?
No.
That's my advice. You guys should...
Sit down to pee.
Sit down to pee is part one. Part two?
I don't know part two.
You don't?
I just remember the sit down and pee part.
Always wipe.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, so I always mean, wash your hands.
Well, that maybe, but the first two way more important.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was his wisdom as
well,
he's...
Well, that's great. I'm sure he will take that into consideration for the
rest
better.
Of his... He better like, if he wants to have a good life.
So look, I have a question. And this is just because I've never experienced it. Do most families who have the parents have split up, do they all get together and have joint graduation parties?
I
think it depends on the dynamic there.
Yeah.
Because you're not the first person to do that. Like my best friend, her and her husband, when their sons graduated, and they were his sons, graduated, the ex and her family all came and it was like all together. And it's like, I'm just like, what? Why encourage the awkwardness? Why doesn't she get two parties? She got two birthday parties most of her life, didn't she?
Yeah, but in this instance, everybody wants to celebrate on the same day. And the thing is my parents and my ex's parents are still, they still like each other.
Oh,
and
okay.
I still like my ex's parents.
Oh, there's that.
Cool.
And my wife is fine. Maybe she just didn't have to go.
But even she's fine. Like,
right,
I
know.
It's all cool. It's just, it is funny because my parents were actually very excited to see the ex-in-laws again.
The next one of these will be when your sweet little tiny beautiful baby girl gets married and all these people are back at your house for the reception that you're catering.
Oh, no, we'll be doing that somewhere else. We'll have two weddings.
Two more butts.
Although we might have more butts.
Yeah,
family weddings.
Now, I don't mind that. Two weddings. And some people actually do that. They do the one at the courthouse and then they do the showy one. You know, they go ahead and get it done.
Well, yeah, but you don't have your family two separate family weddings.
Hey, or maybe it'll be one of those times where maybe I'll have done something that'll have disgraced her so much that she won't,
I won't have to worry
about it. Yeah. Neat.
I think that window's closed.
A hell of a thing to hope for.
You tried so hard for so many years. I think she's,
I don't know. There's still time.
I just hope my daughter has nothing to do with me. What a thing to say.
I know. That's true.
That's crazy as hell. So if you ever want to be on the podcast, we would love it. 336-373-0987. We got some calls going back a ways, man, because I've missed a couple of these. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Simon. What's up?
Hey, Simon. My friends...
Oh, wait. That was two. We got a, hey, Simon, what's up? And that was all for that. All right, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Simon. What's up?
Not much. What's up with you? Here we go.
Hey, Simon. My friend's friend told me you have a wife cheater working for you. And also, I hope that his heart condition's okay now. Bye.
What does that mean?
What?
What is a, is that a, you're cheating on your wife or you're cheating with your wife? What is a wife cheater? I don't know what that means.
I feel like it's somebody who's cheating on his wife.
He's cheating on his
wife.
But
then he also has a heart condition.
Yeah. Who is that? Who is? Who are they talking about?
Did she say my French friend?
My friend's friend.
Oh, I thought she said her French friend.
No.
Oh,
okay, wait.
She knows who works
there. This is juicy.
Yeah, but who could it be?
Let's start running through each person that works here. See who it
you know
be.
It ain't me, because heart condition is one condition I don't have.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You have a lot of things, but that, not that. Not that one.
I think in this room, all of our hearts are fine, so we're
I don't
all
have
out.
A wife.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
You could
know.
If you wanted.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't,
it's cool. I support that. So, I mean, I'm not going to start spitballing names.
How's your heart?
Mine's fine.
You sure?
I mean, I got high cholesterol. Hmm. I don't think that's it. Maybe I'm definitely not cheating on my wife.
Maybe that's what she's talking about.
No.
No, what? You're the best.
Oh,
everybody
my God.
Knows. But yeah, that is really a stirrer-upper right there. You're
oh
going to be thinking
gosh,
about
I
that.
I know.
I know. Yeah. But it's not anybody in this room.
No.
Hey, Simon, are you all going to do the All-American Weekend this year since Independence Day is on a Thursday? That might be tough to stretch it out, but who knows with Simon. Will you do it, Simon? Love you guys. Thanks for everything you do. Especially Sean and everyone, of course. Ha ha ha.
You know, that's a valid point about the All-American Weekend.
Well, I mean, we love a challenge.
Yeah, but why wouldn't we?
So why can't we just keep it going?
We still do like the Thanksgiving weekend all weekend, and Thanksgiving's on the Thursday, and then after that, it's not there anymore.
You know what? Damn it. You talked me into it. We're doing
Yay.
It. We're doing it. We're
oh,
doing
wait.
It.
Is that more work for me?
Yeah.
A lot. Shoot.
Too late. Too late.
Yeah. That'll be here before you know it, man. 4th of July.
I know. Seriously, you were just saying, like, what day is it? I'm like, it is almost June.
Yeah, it'll be June here in a couple days. And, As you may have already guessed, my Christmas shopping is underway and presents are arriving.
How do you do that? Like, there's too many things to buy for myself to consider Christmas presents right now.
Yeah, I'm really swatting stuff out of my own hand for myself.
I know.
I'm trying to cut back on buying for myself. I did buy another knife collection the other day by accident.
Wait, but, okay. This is the last one you bought, not... Another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one more. There was one more. It was a smaller one.
So here's my issue. My expendable money, the, you know, money that I have to actually blow on stuff, it ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes money is super tight.
Yeah.
And so a long period goes by where money's super tight. And then when it gets to where it's not anymore, that's when I start like going nuts because it's just like, oh, I can buy again. I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. I want this. I want that. And then the next thing I know, I'm like, why did I buy all this stuff?
Wow. That sounds like, what is that, impulsive or compulsive? I don't
Both.
Know. All right. You're doing it. Yeah. How about you?
I'm still trying to be better, although my version of treat yourself is when I go into the liquor store and I'm like, I will get that more expensive bottle of brown liquor. But other than that, I don't buy much. I buy crap, like, it's just crap around the house. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'll waste money on some dumb project or something.
Yeah. The other thing I bought that knife collection, the most recent one, and I bought a frame for one of my cool Elvis posters.
Oh, yeah. You put that up on socials.
Yeah, the Elvis 69, The Trouble with Girls and How to Get Into It is what the poster says. And it is banging. But when you order a 26 by 41 inch frame and it really needed to be 27 by 41, you're going to have some issues.
Oh, uh-oh. No.
And you're going to cut words off.
You're going to clang that thing all in the floor and you're going to bend it. And you're going to cut yourself several times on the sharp edges.
Good to know.
So be ready for that. The thing is, at some point in the poster's life, it had been slightly trimmed. Amazing luck. It fit.
Oh.
Eventually. Eventually. Because it went over to one side and there was no border. And it really, really bothered me. And I was trying to tell myself it's okay. And then my daughter goes, yeah, that is worrying. And I'm like, damn it. Here we go.
Worrying.
Take it back apart.
I like it.
More clanging and banging and cutting.
That is. It's so frustrating when you're trying to do something like that. And you get it all in there and you finally get it set. And then you hold it up and you're like, it's slightly crooked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if there's just even the slightest little bit of white on one side and there's not on the other.
That's it.
Can't stand it.
That was it.
It doesn't take much.
But I fixed it. I did. I had to use some tape and duct tape. And here you go.
That reminds me. I got four things in my basement I got to get reframed now.
There's the poster. Badass, right?
Yeah,
that looks nice.
Okay, and here it is after I fixed it. with even more white border on the other side. See? You can see the difference?
What about the top and bottom?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Are they the same now?
Yeah, they are.
It's a little worrying.
Don't worry.
It's
fine.
Hey, Simon. Hey, dogs do that for dominance, not because they're horny. The whole dog mounting thing, that's why female dogs do it too. It's to show their dominance over another dog, another animal of sorts, or even a person. It's their way of saying, hey, I'm the dominant alpha here, and that's why they do the humping thing. Just didn't know if you guys knew that. Just thought I'd share it with you. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, sir. That was the story of the girl who was being proposed to. The guy was down on one knee, and the dog humped him. Verily.
The dog said yes.
The dog's like, yeah, what have you been waiting for?
Yeah.
Get in here.
Yes, queen.
So Charlie has, did you talk about your dog on the podcast last week?
We did not because we didn't have it yet.
How about that? She's got a new dog and it's just a tiny little thing. It won't require any maintenance.
Oh no, it's a 12-week-old and already 21-pound Great Dane puppy.
A Great Dane.
But are female Great Danes smaller than male? Is it like,
not
I mean,
that well, big. They're still,
you know,
big.
It
still
may only be 120 pounds instead of 150 pounds.
And yeah. 7 feet tall when it stands up on its back legs.
Guys.
Oh, man. Maybe you can train it to where it sits on the couch, but its paws are still on the ground.
I don't think you have to train them to do that. They just do.
Yeah, that's just how their legs work.
Oh, and they can't take up the entire couch.
Oh, man.
Just sleeping in the bed with you.
Oh, my God. That dog in the bed? That's dog's bed now.
Oh, totally.
You got to sleep in the floor.
No, we actually, that's the one thing my boyfriend has is he won't allow dogs in the bed. Well, so, now this is his dog, so we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, I was going to say. God.
But
are you, I mean, you have to be clocking for some like, to make sure that we're consistent with our rules.
Oh, trust me. We had to have a long discussion about
gee
this
whiz.
Because this was 100% his decision. This was not mine. I prefer my dogs under 100 pounds. Thank you very much.
And I hate to even introduce the thought of a rehoming, but do you think that that could possibly be in the future? Or are you guys really going to?
No, he has wanted this since the start of our relationship. He has always said, he's had one before.
Ah.
And he always said he wanted another one. And I've been able to stave it off for 6 years. And now I failed.
Just imagine, Maddie, the mountains of poop that giant dog is going to make in her house.
Well,
not in my house.
Oh, it's going to. What are you going to. You got a magic dog?
She's in a crate right now.
Yeah.
She hasn't done it in the house yet.
It'll happen. You just wait.
We're going to train her.
And
it's called housebreaking.
Look, they do it and they're so happy with themselves after they do that.
Realistically, only one of our dogs poops in the house consistently. So, you know, in theory, it's just because he's so dumb.
Well, and
so I mean, you're probably okay.
And this dog would have poops the size of that dog.
Exactly.
That poops.
No, yeah, yeah. He is pooping straight gusses everywhere.
I mean, this is a huge life change.
You're telling me.
I don't know, but I will say this: she is a beautiful dog. Like that when you shared that, but as soon as you shared that, I was like, oh, I know what happened.
She's a brown and black brindle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so pretty.
Her coat looks like tiger stripes.
Love it.
And she is beautiful. But
they're really cool dogs. I mean, they are very cool
and
dogs.
Everyone
they're
says so that.
Great
I have
personality.
Friends with them, and they say they are some of the sweetest dogs.
Yeah.
But I've just never really wanted to live with a mini horse.
I know, and that will be the thing too. It'll be funny. I can't wait to see if she starts working when she gets bigger. That if your other dog can teach her like to get her things that she can't reach.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, you can get the counters. Come on.
There was I knew a girl one time that had a Great Dane Irish Wolfhound mix.
Oh my God!
So it was the size of that with a long beard. And when I met that, I went over to her house, met her parents and stuff, and went out in the backyard. And that dog stood up and put its paws on my shoulders and looked down into my eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love this. I
Do
love you?
You. Well, then you
oh
can
my God.
Come steal this dog.
No, I ain't doing nothing with no dog.
I remember I went to go visit my parents one time, and Chloe was still little, and one of their neighbors has a Newfoundland, and it came bounding up. And you could see Chloe's eyes just start panning up like, oh my God, it's still coming. And it ran into her and knocked her down.
Oh no.
But it was just a goofy puppy.
But yeah, one of the funniest things about this dog right now is that her feet are so big.
Mm-hmm.
And her legs, she hasn't quite got full control of them.
Yeah.
And so she, like, when she tries to run, she's just like,
you know, you're talking about Newfoundlands. I was up working on the show Unto These Hills in Cherokee years and years. I was probably like 13, 14, whatever. And everybody was like on bear alert, like scared of bears.
Yeah.
Two Newfoundlands come running up the path, and I'm like, oh my God,
bears
are going to be eaten now.
Wait, you didn't tell me to look out for these two.
Yeah, but hey, good for you. If you can hang in there with a giant dog,
I'll do my best.
That is a lot.
Yeah, people really didn't want you to steal their pens. They'd do like the old gas stations where they'd put like an old brake pad or something tied to the key to the bathroom.
Yep.
Like that to the pen, so it's like I can't fit this in my pocket. I can't steal it. Hey guys, y'all are really great. How about some good old Led Zeppelin this morning? Also, see you later. Bye.
Yeah, we were talking about, is it okay to take a pen from a business? And for me, the answer is always yes. I'm surrounded by pens from businesses that I've put in my pocket right here.
But yeah, I thought we decided that if the pen was in a little cup where there were a bunch of pens, you could take one.
Yeah.
But if it's the, like, the waiter's actual pen,
I try not to do that anymore.
Then you should not walk off with it.
Well, yeah, I used to do that.
That's a difference. If it's a wait staff person's pen, like, and you're signing the check, then no, that you don't take that. But if you go somewhere, it's got a logo on it, then yeah, you take it.
What if the pen that the waitress puts in the book is the restaurant logo pen? Is that an invitation to take that?
Hold on. I'm thinking maybe
I say no.
I still don't, because I always feel like everything I've ever seen, like wait staff is like, I need, someone took my pen. I don't have a pen. Where's my pen?
Yeah.
You know what I miss? I miss the pen on a chain.
Uh-huh.
Like, we used to go to the bank all the time. You also have, and I always wanted that chain. I thought that was
they
cool.
They were
too.
So cool.
Yeah.
They were like little key ring chain. Had,
you put it back. It's got a little holder.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, I bet you that could be the next thing you buy for yourself. No, you know, after
but
you
they
get
got them on Amazon.
The brown liquor you want,
yeah,
you get that, and then you get your pen with a pen holder hole.
After my last purchase, I don't know if I have enough money left over for a pen on a chain, but I'll consider it for the next time I get a burst of cash.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Simon, the question you got going on today, is that taking a drink in a restaurant? Because I've been there and done that. Nah.
No, the answer to that one was a certain percentage of people admit that they chew with their mouth wide open when they eat out at a restaurant.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's taking a drink at a restaurant.
Oh, taking a drink?
Been there, done that. But yeah, the answer was chew with your mouth open. And that is that's one of those things ever since I was a little kid that drives me crazy. And yeah. Some people always do it.
And we all know you're not supposed to. That's what I don't get.
Yeah. You're admitting that you do this, knowing that it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like, I never really thought anything about it until we brought this up.
Yeah.
Like, the only time that it's ever happened is if someone's talking, then you say, don't talk with your mouth full.
The only time...
Just keep it... No.
It's an accident if I ever do it. Like, I couldn't wait, and I pop something in my mouth that's just too damn hot, and it's burning through my head.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Look, you realize my favorite is when you do that and then the next person does it and like everyone around, like it's like, oh no, this time it'll be okay.
Hear me over here going,
jeez. I did that with a stuffed mushroom one time at a party. They had just come out of the oven and I was starving and they weren't on the platter to eat yet. They were still on the cookie tray. So I picked it up, popped it in my mouth. It was so hot, I dropped it right back out of my mouth and kicked it under the refrigerator.
Kicked under the refrigerator.
Yeah, man. It wasn't my house. So, and it had crab in it, so that was fun at some point.
Hey, Simon, man. Lawnmower cutting the hedges thing. That doesn't sound too bad as long as you don't engage the self-propelled part of the lawnmower. So if it falls down, it just takes off on its own.
That's the guy who put his lawnmower on a backhoe?
It was on some sort of crane on the back of a truck. He fired up his push mower, engaged the safety thing so that the blade turned on, and then just kind of drived along next side of his hedges to trim them.
I love it.
But, yeah.
That's a great
idea. Seems like a lot less work to actually just get a hedge trimmer, but...
Yeah.
I just like that was the one problem that guy had with that issue. You know, like, well, as long as you don't self-propel it. It's like, oh,
fun.
No, but the
great idea.
Freely spinning blade is fine.
There wouldn't have been an occasion for a viral video if he just went and got a dang trimmer.
Well.
You know?
I just watched a whole string of videos of people having near misses with chainsaws, and it was very exciting.
See, whoa. There might have been really a viral video. He just doesn't know for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
That really sounded like something. A lot of them I could see myself having done. There's a lot of like, you know, you got the ladder up on the tree limb and you cut it and then it swings and it knocks you off the ladder. Another one where they cut the tree and there's three of them standing behind the tree as it fell and the truck slid back and caught a guy between his legs and shot
through him. Nice.
Yeah.
So these aren't actually chainsaw accidents.
Well, one guy did fall on the chainsaw on the video stuff.
Yeah.
But that happened to my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, he fell on a moving chainsaw one time.
What did it tear him up bad?
It cut his arm up pretty good. But again, my memory as a child, there was no blood. It was just meat.
Interesting.
Sorry, I'm thinking, cut his arm off.
No, he's good. He still's got his arm. It's a robot arm.
Hey, Simon, how about the drive-in? I think the kids are afraid to get onto the interstate. It's dead at 336.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Huh?
He is the scariest thing new drivers face, our teens out there driving, the scariest thing they face. His guess was pulling onto the interstate. The actual answer was going through a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
The scariest thing they do.
See, I think my kids, it's still the interstate. Although they're getting better. My daughter, though, I remember one time her and her friend went to a concert, I think in Raleigh, and they went the back ways the entire way.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
You know, our kid, now that he has his license, he hasn't gone onto the interstate by himself. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, mine hasn't gone
how
on the interstate
feels about
yet.
That.
Mine, her biggest issue with driving is she cannot get that car in one parking space. It's many, many tries.
Yeah, they don't understand the concept of like kind of swinging out and going straight in.
Yeah.
So when they start to turn, it's like right there. And also, does she not want to park anywhere near other cars? Because that's
basically
how he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she says, they didn't teach us this. Nobody taught me this. I was like, look, I'm teaching you this now.
Right.
And that's kind of one
just
of the things.
Just listen.
Yeah, you just got to kind of do it. It is funny, though. There's certain things you think about when you're teaching them how to drive, like about negotiating when you're doing the parking spot, that when you pull in, you're aiming at another car, and then you're turning it kind of centering.
Right, swinging wide.
And then, you know, I always like, because I would be doing it, my car has the sensors.
Oh, of course
it does. Beep and stuff. And then, you know, they're like, well, you only can do it because I'm like, no, I've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah.
Before there were sensors.
I can do this without that.
You know, they didn't always have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drive through the scariest thing. The only ones that are scary for me is when they invade my space.
When Chick-fil-A ambushes you like a mile away.
And Biscuitville is now doing that too, where they're getting right in your face.
They're walking up to the car and you're like, I don't know what I want.
Yeah. And I don't want to interact with you. That's why I did the drive through.
Yeah.
If I wanted interaction, I'd come inside. That's how this works. That's why there are drive throughs. Who the hell thought it was a good idea to put live people walking around in the drive-thru? Seriously.
It is crazy. Chick-fil-A. I was at Chick-fil-A like the other weekend, and I'm like, how many people are here at once?
There's
like 46 of them outside.
Like, there's like 8 of them in the drive-thru lanes, and then 8 more at the drive-thru window.
Not even a window anymore. Now it's just a door and they're lingering outside, and then they're running around.
Didn't we do this before? They were called car hops.
Oh, yeah, like drive-in.
Almost the same. But, yeah, I don't really understand the concept of having the people standing out there, especially in bad weather.
It's awful. It's really changed my habits, 100%. I won't go to Chick-fil-A anymore because of that.
Well,
and I'm not that way on Biscuitville yet, because I don't know if they're going to stick with it. But they're on watch.
Well, they have to in the one on Battleground, because otherwise cars back all the way into the road.
Oh, they're still out
there trying to get them out of the road.
It's crazy.
Hey, Simon, hey. I bet you won't play this. I just want to tell you guys I love your radio station. I listen to it every morning. I'm here at work, and we be jamming in here. And I want to tell all the ladies at Aramark/Bestest, Happy Mother's Day to my girl, Lois, Dawn, Alicia, Demetrius, and Annie. And, oh, yeah, my name is Evelyn, by the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love your radio station. Thank you, Simon.
I love her.
Oh, she's so much fun.
She's great.
I don't know. She could have been a little bit more upbeat.
Evelyn, call us anytime, all the time.
Hey, Simon. I am disappointed. I waited all day yesterday for you to play my favorite mama song, and you never did. That ain't the way to have fun, son. Mama told me not to come. Three Dog Night, 1970. A really obvious mama song, and you had some really obscure ones on your loop yesterday. So, as a mother, I would appreciate it if you would play Mama Told Me Not to Come. Thank you.
You know, that hurts me deep. That's one of those times where you just can't get it right. I played that thing 3 times on Mother's Day.
That's what I was waiting for. You seriously?
Between 9 and 10... Between 1 and 2 and between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7. Yes.
Every time she walked away to do something, it came on.
Well, that's what's so frustrating too, is that, you know, we try to play stuff for people when it's like, here, this is what you want to hear. We played it. And it's like, and then they call like right after.
Jesus.
Hey, you play that song?
I'll tell you one that still hurts me is the John Prine, Grandpa Was a Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
We played that for a guy and his granddaughter on their way to school one morning, and within a minute of it playing, they called and asked to hear it.
Oh. Which probably means that while we were playing it, they were still getting out of the house and getting into the car.
Maybe.
And then as soon as they turned it on, they're like, oh, we need to call and request that song again.
That's why I wish we had like spotters. I wish we had like, you know, a network of people who could get in touch with those people.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Like a little beeper.
They played your song. Over. But yeah. Oh, speaking of that, they did away with our old phones, and Maddie and I had a great intercom system where we could have meetings on the phone and never get up from our computer, keep working.
Even though their offices are straight across the hall from each other.
Yeah, but we can't yell everything across the hallway.
This is true.
Other. There's certain times where I'm like, I'm trying to play him some audio or whatever. And I also try to remember that our GM,
our
the
boss,
person, yeah, the boss of the bosses, is like now our neighbor.
Now she is.
And as I yell
catty corner
something at Sean. But yeah, I had a great idea. And so I brought in walkie-talkies.
Yeah, but he didn't check the batteries first.
Oh, man.
I didn't know if they would work. I had bought them back when I first had, you know, had my own place with and would have my daughter. Like, I need to go walk the dog, and I didn't want her to have to come with me all the time. So I would bring a walkie-talkie so she could still be in touch with me.
Yikes.
So you know what I mean. Yeah. I was trying whatever.
Yeah.
And it would work. The range was all right. But I hadn't used them in forever. And, of course, the first time I tried to do it, I hit the button. I turn it off, and he's like... And I'm
like, heard that without the walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Really tried this out before you brought it in here, huh, bro?
I was excited. I was all for it, and then it didn't work. So what's your slogan?
Do better, try harder. Oh, and always wipe.
Did you get batteries?
No, there's stupid rechargeable ones. I'd have to get whole new, like, not paying money on
that. But, you know, there's no need.
And I think I have a phone now. When we leave this room, allegedly a phone was put into my office, which I love the fact that we had to ask for that.
Yeah.
Like, we shut off your phones. So are you bringing us new phones?
Oh, you want one?
Oh, wait, you wanted a phone?
Progress. That's what that's called.
It still freaks me out. Progress. Because my cell phone rings, my work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are they calling my phone?
Progress.
Well, that's also the weird thing for me is that I don't ever get any calls. And I don't know if it's because like my app needs to be updated or what the deal is with this whole Zoom phone thing.
Yeah.
That
is very confusing.
I may have missed 400 calls. I'm like, no one ever calls me. Oh, I don't know.
I have 150, 200 voicemails on that Zoom phone that I don't know how to get to. And I don't know how to delete them when I do get to them. So there's that. So you're missing out on
that.
You're doing good.
I'm sorry. What did you say again? Progress.
Hey, Simon. People get better sleep if they yawn. Is that right?
I'm out of here. Bye. I need to keep that. I like that. Hold on. What was the one about people get better sleep if they do this? I don't remember the answer to that one.
I don't either. People get
better.
Wait a minute.
Usual.
Hold on. Let me check.
Yeah, right. That right.
Oh, he just showed back up.
People get better sleep if they do.
Oh, garden.
Yes, if they work in the garden. Garden knows it. Damn, look at you thinking of things.
Wow.
I love it. Yeah, I got to start doing some gardening. Although I planted all those wildflower seeds.
Yeah.
Mm. Nothing.
Still?
Nothing. Mm. It's still early, I guess. But I gave my mom a box of them for Mother's Day. She's already got them popping.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe the squirrels.
No, I've been keeping an eye on that.
My wife, we had some potatoes that had gone bad. And when I say they went bad, they didn't go real gross and melt. But they started to sprout and whatnot. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do with these? And she's like, I'm going to save them. I want to do an experiment.
What kind of
sure
experiment?
Enough, she planted them and they're growing.
Oh, potatoes are the easiest thing in the world to grow. I still have potatoes coming back every year in my garden. Because all you do, you can cut them up or not. I just took the little creamers and threw them in the dirt. I had potatoes coming all the time. I couldn't get all the potatoes. There's still potatoes growing off of those potatoes with new potatoes now.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be lousy with three potatoes come fall.
Fantastic work.
My request is get rid of that rap shit.
Excuse
me. I'm out of here. I'll catch back with you tomorrow sometime. Can't listen to this stuff now. Bye.
Well, how about that? Cool. Music lover.
Cool, man.
Hey, Simon. I need about 350.
You remember that?
Yeah, what was that from?
Loch Ness Monster episode of South Park where Chef's parents had a run-in with the Loch Ness Monster, and he said, what do you want, Loch Ness Monster? He said, I need about 350.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Just keep on playing everything. Thank you. Good Lord.
Don't be mad. Then.
Hey, Simon. Worst Mother's Day gift, a lawnmower.
Ooh, that is a good one, isn't it?
What if she likes the
lawnmower? I just bought a used lawnmower the other day, and I was like super excited about it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the worst gift.
I don't want it as a gift, but when I bought it myself, it was kind of thrilling.
Look at you.
I got a deal.
Hey, Simon, whether you like it or you don't. Learn to love it because it's the best thing going, baby. The 16-time World Heavyweight Champion, Ric Flair, baby. Custom made from head to toe.
Ric Flair got kicked out of a restaurant where he had just paid a $1,500 bill. No, he gave somebody a $1,500 tip or something, right?
He had a large party, and they spent a lot of money.
No, he was going to pay $1,000 for the person to tell off the manager.
Okay. What happened was he had an issue with the manager spending too much time in the bathroom. And when he let them know that, he was asked to leave the restaurant. I wonder how that went down.
Yeah, I mean, other than the fact that I think the Nature Boy might have been sauced up.
Yeah, you think?
I'm still curious about the interaction with the bathroom thing.
Well, I guess the guy came out of the bathroom. Ric Flair ripped his shirt and pants off and was wearing some Carolina blue trunks and proceeded to put the guy into figure four.
Yeah.
And suplexed him. And then he jumped off of the top rope onto the guy and pinned him there in the restaurant, I think, is what happened.
Yeah, yeah. They don't like that.
But in the struggle, Rick took a shot to the forehead, and it was just gushing blood everywhere.
Whoa, that happened so much with him.
Yeah, but luckily he had his feather boa on to kind of dab at it.
Those guys, he is one of the worst. Dusty Rhodes, rest his soul, was definitely one of the worst, where you could see the hamburger meat across their forehead, where they would cut it with the razor blade.
I've seen some documentaries, too, on like the more extreme, like not extreme wrestling, but, you know, not the WWE. And, you know, some of those guys cut themselves so much, like their head is just
a complete
mess.
Scar tissue. Yeah, and they would keep the little edge of a razor blade in their tape.
Yeah.
And take that out.
Yeah.
Like a man.
And they got a bonus. If you bleed, you get a bonus. That's what that was.
Wow.
Oh, I learned in hockey, if you get a penalty on someone and they start bleeding, you get extra penalty. My daughter, I learned that watching hockey with my daughter.
You guys, man, you hockey people.
Do they get bonuses for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And medical community says that when you find a tick on you, put it in a plastic baggie, put it in your freezer for 6 months in case you develop any kind of other diseases, then they can test it. But I agree with Matty. There is no fire bad enough. Now, I never did it over the stove, but you always took a lighter or a match and you put it on there until they pop. It was a wonderful smell.
Have a good day. Yikes.
Yeah, that's a good point. To keep it just in case because of stupid Lyme disease.
With all
the
stuff that people get from them these days. When we were kids, when we would either pull them off ourselves or pull them off the dog, we had a Folgers coffee can with gasoline in it and we'd throw them in there.
Damn, ain't y'all country. That's something. Yeah, I never think about keeping it. You know, once I kill it, that thing's gone. That's flushed or that's out in the road. You know, I never think about keeping it.
You pull it off and you flick it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hard to squash. Like,
yeah.
No, you can't. That's why you got to burn them with fire.
You do. Right. You get them right with your fingernails. Same as like with a flea. You get them just right with your fingernails. You can pop them. But that's disgusting, and I hate talking about it.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And don't even get me started on the giant bluish-gray ones on a dog's ear.
Yeah, that you pull off our dog.
Gee whiz.
She ran around out in the woods all day.
Poor dog.
And she'd come up and just have these fatties.
God.
Oh, they're so gross.
They don't know. They're just like, hey, what's going on?
That we did, like, they didn't bother me nearly as much when I was a kid as they do now.
Yeah, I can't stand it. Get them, and where I get them now is in the waistband of my boxers. That's where they always...
Ah, neat.
They always get right
going
there.
For the good stuff.
Where are you going?
Tiny
you know,
little...
He likes to run around with his pants off in nature.
Just giggling. I just giggle and tall grass. Doesn't everybody do that?
Until you run into a patch of razor grass and you're like, oh my God.
That's the sound of it.
Hey, Simon, I know you won't play Bering Strait by Bering Strait. I know you won't play it.
Oh, Wooter.
You're right, Woot.
Thanks, Wooter.
Hey, Simon, love your music, man. Love your music. When I look in your eyes, there I see all that a love really means, and I need you more each day.
What song is that?
Why did he get cut off? I don't know, but he's really good.
Do you like that? Yeah, I don't know what song it was. It sounds familiar, but hey, good job, man. Now we're going to have to pay for that. So listen, we'd love to hear from you next time. 336-373-0987. I got to get going because I am so dizzy. I'm falling out of my chair.
Okay.
But anyway, click a like, subscribe to us, whatever you want. Listen to us on the radio at 98.7simon.com. There's a little button on there that says listen live. Charlie, what's your final thought?
Maddie, good luck in disgracing your daughter before her wedding.
You're doing it. What's yours?
Maybe she'll be disgraced by my new pen on a chain.
All right, we'll see you next time. We got to go.
Bye. All right.
Wait, it wasn't loud enough. All right, seriously.
Wait, let's leave it.
Seriously now. Seriously, we got to go.
Bye. Get up. It's a get up show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.